Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with my dear friend and the guy that wears literally every hat in the world, Austin Mills.
You see, I got it on.
He's wearing one. Okay, Austin.
No cap.
Yeah, literally no cap. Okay, thank you so much for coming on the show. I've been trying to get you forever. You're a busy guy, and I'm so excited to have you here.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I'm not that busy, but I'm
yes,
busy.
You are.
No, I'm not. I'm busy, but not that busy.
Okay. Anyway, tell me a little bit about yourself, like in an elevator pitch. I feel like I would explain it, but there's so many things.
Basketball player turned content creator.
Got it.
My family is in real estate, so mm-hmm. I work in real estate a little bit. Because I have been a content creator since the beginning, I started to work with companies as an advisor slash investor from kind of early on.
Love.
Hosting kind of just has always been my biggest passion, hosting and producing. And once I started to build my social in college, the NBA reached out and I started working with the NBA as a host.
So cool.
And then kind of production came with it. So now we're doing all that.
So were you like screaming, crying, throwing up when the NBA reached out to you? Was that like a dream for
you? So it was really weird because content creators weren't a thing.
Yeah,
right?
It was like weird. You're weirdos.
Exactly. Like Instagram was brand new. I was literally posting Instagrams with friends. Like,
it was embarrassing.
Right. I had no plan on being any sort of creator, and it wasn't a thing. It wasn't a business. Mm-hmm. But I was playing basketball at Baylor, and I made a basketball video one time when my friends came to visit me, and it went nuts.
On YouTube?
On Instagram.
On Instagram.
And I just kept doing it kind of like once a week, and people on campus started saying like, hey, saw your video. And I was like, what is going on? This is so strange. And then right before I graduated, I was kind of trying to figure out, should I go play basketball? What should I do? And the NBA literally sent me a DM. An employee from the NBA sent me a DM and was like, hey, I work for the NBA. We have this thing coming up. We'd love to have you. And I at first was like a little suspicious about
it.
You're
like, sus.
I don't know if this is real. It was real. And then,
that's crazy.
Yeah, flew out there and did my first thing with them and have been doing stuff ever since.
Where'd you fly to?
We went to Chicago for the NBA Combine.
Oh my gosh,
and did
so
a bunch
fun.
Of like interactive stuff with the players and content for social. And it was very new to them and to us. So we were all kind of figuring it out together.
What do you think about college players getting NIL deals now? Are you like so annoyed that you couldn't do that?
Very annoyed. Yes, absolutely very annoyed. But I do think it's the right thing. Colleges were making so much money off of our likeness. Not as much me, but the better guys on our team.
Yeah.
And so now for people to have that opportunity, like for me in college, I wasn't the best guy on the team. I wasn't going to play in the NBA, but I had social and I had ways to make money on social. So now not only can the best players also make money before they get to those leagues, but there's other players on the team that can also take advantage of that.
Also, most of the time, I feel like it's like the not best player that's like, you know, a little bit more spicy.
Right.
They're better on camera. Like,
right.
I feel like I know so many basketball players that are just more quiet to themselves,
right.
like man a few words, which is so fine. But it's like normally that, you know, player that's just there to have a good time and also add some value on the court. Like that's what it makes a good social media person.
There's that one. We actually had I was technically considered a recruited walk-on. And so I was in a group of other walk-ons across the country. And it was literally a WhatsApp group. And so we would all talk about like the funny shit we would do like on the bench during a game and like waving our
towels
like, or
doing. That's like good meme, like social media. Like people eat that up on the internet.
100%. And there's also that kid from Ohio State now that's like really big on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you've seen him.
Jimmy Soto.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think he's like a super high
like, I don't think he
recruit.
Yeah,
I don't think.
But he's probably making more money than all of them.
He's killing it.
Yeah.
And will kill it after college.
I think he just graduated, actually.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So interesting. There's also that kid who my brother was just telling me about him because he's kind of like in the NIL agent. He's like an agent for NIL players. And this guy played, I want to say, for like Iowa or something, but he lives here now. And he's on TikTok.
I haven't seen him.
I literally have to text my brother because you're going to be like, oh my God, I know. If you don't know him, you need to become friends with him.
Is it Jordan?
Yes. Yes. He just texted me.
Jordan.
Jordan McCabe.
Yeah. Okay. McCabe. Jordan.
He does really good. He does a really good job,
so
too.
So I actually did something with Jordan because I went out to Vegas for the Big Three. They had a bunch of content creators come out. And Jordan plays at UNLV, was already in Vegas. So I had him come out and just kind of hanging.
Got it. Maybe he's
dude.
From Iowa or something originally.
He's from West Virginia.
Oh, I'm just
or played at West Virginia. I don't know.
I'm making stuff up. But my brother played AAU with him, and I was looking back, it's like, wouldn't you have loved to watch someone playing AAU like vlogging their whole entire experience?
Yeah,
that could have been you.
I was doing that actually when I was at Pepperdine my first 2 years. I
oh,
was
really?
Vlogging everything. I just wasn't like editing and uploading and stuff, but I was filming everything.
That's sick. That's cool. You should make like a compilation of the old vlogs.
I have to find it. No idea where
it is. Or just for you to have. That would be cool.
Right.
Okay. So now you've kind of made your way into more like the entertainment.
Right.
What? Tell me about this new show that you got on E!
So
sick.
I've always wanted to be a host for a network like that. E! Has been a dream of mine since I was a kid. I used to watch Seacrest and Jason Kennedy and all those people on E! So I auditioned for something at E! And didn't get that, but kept in touch with the people at E! And was always super close with them. And, you know, if any other opportunity comes about, I would love to, you know, audition again or hear about it, whatever. And so another opportunity came about. I was talking to them about creating more original content on YouTube, which they don't have as much original content. And so that was a big thing for me, as I was like, let's crush original content on your platform.
And they have so many cool connects.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So they approached me with a opportunity for a car show on E! Which I thought was a great opportunity for myself. And they asked me to create something with me behind camera so they could see what I looked like. And basically went out and created a full pilot with my production company and showed them the pilot. And they loved the pilot so much that they picked us up for me as a host and our production as well.
Whoa! Yeah. I did not know that's how you got it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. We need to break this down. So you have a production company?
Yeah. So started a production company basically because ever since I got into the social game and started doing brand deals and ads and all that kind of all that kind of stuff, I was like, I need to have good content creators behind my, you know, on my team that are allowing me to create the best content.
Yeah.
So ever since then, I realized the importance of the production aspect.
Yeah.
And so now we're going to start to make like actual pilots for Netflix and Hulu and all this.
Sick.
All
wait, so if you could people like hire your production company?
Yeah, I mean, technically right now what we're doing, our approach is like me as a host, come up with our own concept, create a full pilot or a sizzle and pitch that to networks.
Got it.
But yes, technically if someone came to us with a really good idea, we could.
I'm like selfishly asking, can I use your production company? Okay. So then you just took matters into your own hands and you were like, okay, I'm going to make my own production company. You made a pilot and you weren't the host?
I was the host. Yeah.
Oh, you were you were the host. And then did you send that show or was it an episode too?
It was basically a copy of an episode of what an episode would look like.
And yeah, who was the person you were interviewing?
Carter Scherer, who's a YouTuber. I don't know if you know him, but he was a client of ours actually for real estate. So this is kind of how everything comes full circle.
Yeah.
I got connected with him for real estate. We were showing him property back in the day and I hit him back up because I knew he had a crazy car collection. I was like, hey, would you want to be on a pilot? He was like, yeah, sure. Shot the pilot. And our whole thing was, we'll half-ass this when we can crush it and create something awesome.
And then you just went to E! And sent it to them?
Yeah, because they asked for, you know, something. I don't think they expected that, but I sent them the full episode. And I was like, hey, we kind of went above and beyond and I hope you guys like it. And they loved it.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. That is such a cool story. I love that you like took matters into your own hands because I feel like a lot of people just wait for things to be served to them on a silver platter.
Right. It's not going to happen.
No.
Not going to happen.
No matter who you are.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay, cool. How much like of your time and effort did that take? I'm sure that took a long ass time.
Yeah, it takes a long time. I'm not behind the scenes doing the editing and all that stuff. That's the stuff that's like really takes a long time.
But you're probably paying for it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that goes. There's a lot of planning. There's a lot of like renting equipment. There's a lot that goes into the whole process. So yeah, it took a decent amount of time.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Wow. I'm really impressed by this.
Thanks.
In my head, I was like, oh, he's Austin Mills. He probably just like got asked to be on the show.
No, that the entertainment world is, people don't realize it is a tough world. And to break into that world takes a long time and takes a lot of like grit because you're going to get shot down. It's a process for sure.
Yeah. How did you even get your original audition with E?
So I actually had... my whole thing about today's world is everyone kind of knows each other and the best way to get opportunities is to get out there, put your face out there and have good relationships. And
well,
so
you're the king of that. I literally see you everywhere I go.
Well, that's the biggest thing in today's world is like everyone is one step away, especially with LinkedIn and mutual friends and Instagram.
DM,
I mean, Instagram shows you who follows who and who's friends with who. So it's like everyone is one step away.
It's a giant web.
Right. And so 90% of my time goes to like going to dinners, going to events, meeting people, hanging with people. I just went to New York this weekend for one of my best friends just got traded to the Brooklyn Nets.
Awesome.
And he was like, I want to have a good weekend before the season starts. And a bunch of us are going to be hanging out. So we went out there and a bunch of us were hanging out, you know, got to meet a bunch of cool people and have a great weekend. So.
Future people for your show, which is a show that I'm sure they have crazy car collections.
Right.
Who in the NBA has the craziest car collection, you think?
That's a good question. I don't know, honestly. Spencer Dinwiddie, who is a buddy of mine from like growing up from childhood, has some pretty crazy cars, like million-dollar cars.
I feel like it's always the guy you like low-key wouldn't expect.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of who else... I know LeBron has some crazy ones.
Okay.
But most of the like top guys are pretty private.
Yeah. They wouldn't want to show there.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and speaking of cars, are you a big car guy?
Big car guy. I've probably had maybe 8 cars since I was 16.
Oh, wow.
Years,
yeah.
12 years, 6 cars.
That's a lot of cars.
Something like that. Just like always trying to find deal here,
buy it
cheap, keep it for a year, sell it.
Uh-huh.
Like my last car, I made a couple grand on and drove it for like a little over a year.
Oh, that's great.
So that's what I try to do. It doesn't always work, but that's the plan.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
I want to play a little game.
Okay.
That I made up. It's called Starting Five.
Okay.
Very on theme with the basketball here.
Right. Love it.
So I thought we would do a few categories, and you would tell me your starting five for these categories. So the first one is your starting five, but drinks. So, like, my point guard would probably be, like, a tequila soda.
Okay.
My center might be, like, an espresso martini.
Okay, got it.
Or maybe a Corona, like a beer.
Got it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay, so my starting five would probably be, like, espresso martini, tequila soda, the Corona, maybe a margarita, and let me think of something else. What else is, like, exciting? Maybe, like, a shot.
Okay, all right. I like that. Mine's going to be kind of boring because it's going to be kind of like yours.
Okay.
I would have to say tequila soda, espresso martini with tequila.
Yes. Yeah. What do we call that?
Is there a name for that?
No, but we should make one.
I don't know.
Like, it needs to be like, and there needs to be a name for it.
Tespresso martini. Boom.
Tespresso martini.
That was awful. Margarita's in there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Moscow Mule.
Ooh.
With tequila. And last but not least, mojito with tequila.
Whoa. Okay, big tequila guy. What's your favorite tequila?
So I just discovered this tequila called Mandala.
Uh-huh.
Best tequila you'll ever have in your life.
What is that?
It's pricey. Okay. Definitely has a very pricey price to it.
How much is it?
So the most expensive one, the one that I was at an after party. It was on the table.
With all the guys.
This guy's like, yeah, you gotta try it. I'm like, sure, whatever.
You gotta impress him to be in your car show. Yeah.
Holy shit, this is crazy. The expensive one's like $200.
So oh, okay.
Not like outrageous, but it's pricey for tequila.
Yeah, that's like 42.
Right. A little more. Yeah. But I love Clase Azul.
Oh, me too. So good.
Of the cheaper tequilas, Los Siento tequila I like a lot. Mm-hmm. Casamigos I like a lot.
Love Casamigos. Do you like 818? Have you had it?
I've had it. I don't love it. I mean, it's okay.
I kind of like it. It's kind of sweet.
I would drink it. Not like a gigantic fan. Okay. But I would drink it.
Okay, so what is it called?
Mandala.
Mandala. Okay, I need to try that out. Is it a cool bottle?
It's a very cool bottle. It's kind of like they make like special edition bottles for everything.
Oh, yeah. Sickening.
It's really cool.
Okay, that's your starting five for drinks. What about for, I know you're a DJ, so what about your starting five party songs?
Oh, that's really hard.
I know one of them you're going to say.
What?
Gimme, Gimme, ABBA.
Yeah. I mean,
you love that song.
But that one shuts down the party. Every
time. Oh, really?
You think? Yeah. Like that brings up the energy in every club we play in,
so
no matter what.
Quick question or tangent in regards to that. Do you play that when it's like people are kind of like in their like slump era, like of the party? Or
no,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
or when
kinda,
do you play that? When's the best time?
It's kind of like we'll build up to it. So we'll start with some hip hop and then we play like a little bit more fun hip hop.
So that's peak party.
Oh yeah.
Play it.
Oh, that's peak party.
Like, okay.
No, that's peak party.
What song do you play when it's like,
So that's probably like when it's kind of you know, you're like, oh, maybe the room needs a little something. You want to play something that everyone knows, and so what we'll usually do is like kind of bring it in out of nowhere, and it's probably Can't Tell Me Nothing, Kanye West, because you get the and then everyone gets all excited.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking like I want to dance with somebody.
That's a good one, but that one can also be hit or miss in the club. Like,
oh yeah, that's
because,
true.
You know, half people want hip hop, half don't. A lot of people like Kanye, old Kanye, kind of resonates with everyone.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are DJing a lot of like club.
It's very club.
Like cool. Yeah.
We are trying to get more into like big stage dance music. That's what we really want to do. But again, you got to build.
Got it. Okay. So, what would be your top five party songs? Starting five.
I'll go. Can't Tell Me Nothing. Okay. I'll go Gimme Gimme. I'll go Love Tonight is a really good one.
Oh, yeah.
Gets the feels going. Yeah, okay. Really gets the
good
feels
one.
Going.
Really easy to learn the words.
Oh, shoot. Probably I would have to say like a Drake, like, oh, my God, why am I going blank on the song right now? Everybody get your motherfucking roll on.
Yes. Wait.
I had a long weekend. My brain is not functioning. Hold on. Wait.
This is embarrassing.
Nice for what?
Damn
it.
Oh, my God.
Damn it. I don't know why I couldn't think of that.
I couldn't either. I was like, what?
Yeah. Nice for what? And you know what's my number five right now that
what?
Crushes?
What?
Is I'm good. The BB Rexha and David Guetta, the new
good
one.
Yes. And I'm feeling that.
Because everyone, you know, on TikTok, it's like all the like feels videos. So
yes.
When we play it, everyone's like,
it's just like romanticizing your life.
Yeah, it's
okay.
The feels.
Wait, did you say five?
I think that was five, right?
Okay. So which one would be your like point guard?
Point guard, like running the show, would probably be Gimme Gimme.
Okay.
That's like running the show.
And what would be like your
shooting guard? I would say is probably Can't Tell Me Nothing because that gets everyone kind of going.
What would be your center?
Center, you need someone to like do your dirty work, and dirty work would probably have to be my Drake song.
Okay, nice for what?
Small forward would probably have to be Gimme Gimme because just like most versatile.
Okay.
And then power forward was Love Tonight. Just
okay.
Yeah, solid.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love this. Okay, next one is restaurants. I know you're a big foodie.
Oh, shit.
Starting
so
five.
Hard.
What are your starting five? At least I could be five options, not one.
Right. Okay.
Craig's.
So Craig's is in there for sure.
I know you.
Craig's is in there.
Okay.
Like, I would say Craig's is my favorite, like, social-wise.
Mm-hmm. It's a sceney place.
Very sceney place, mm-hmm. But it's just, like, a good vibe.
That's where I met Austin.
Yes, that is where we met.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Goodfried.
Yeah, shout out Greg.
We said at the same time. So Craigs would have to be like my, probably my small forward. You know, kind of just versatile guy.
Rely. Right? You can rely on it.
My point guard who's holding it all down.
Okay.
Would probably have to be Marvin. Have you had Marvin?
No.
Marvin Beverly Boulevard is one of my favorite food spots. It's like French Italian, best bolognese in town, in my opinion.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna have to go there.
Yeah. Shooting guard, another guy to like put the ball in the basket. Mm-hmm. Would probably have to be Felix. Felix.
I've heard of it.
It's in Venice.
Okay.
Italian. Phenomenal.
Love this.
Center would probably have to be Nobu Malibu. Just
okay.
You know, doing the dirty work. You can go whenever. Any time of the day, beautiful vibes. And then power forward would have to be, shoot, one left, huh?
I have a feeling I know what you're going to say, but I don't know.
What?
Bovel.
No. Oh, my
God. Or Bestia.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I didn't mention Bestia.
Bestia. Yeah, you love Bestia.
Bestia is definitely in there. Bestia is one of the tops for me, for
so
sure.
So what would that be? What did you
I'm
going
to have
say?
To switch Bestie to my point guard and okay. put Marvin Whoa. At my power forward. Yeah. Bestie is my favorite food in the city.
Whoa.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I still haven't been there.
Oh, you have to.
And I live downtown.
It is a must.
Okay, good to know. What do you get there?
I get the bone marrow pasta. It's the number one thing in the entire world.
Okay.
Literally melts in your mouth. It's insane.
Have you been to Bovel?
I have been.
Okay, I've heard that's great too.
It's very good. I don't like Mediterranean as much as I like French and Italian. Food, so,
okay, yeah. Copy. All right, cool. Well, that was fun.
That was great.
Yeah. You did a great job.
And you guys should try all those restaurants. Bestia.
Okay, Bestia. My favorite party song, though, going back to the party songs,
we didn't hear yours.
No, it's okay. My favorite song of all time is September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's a great song.
But, like, I know that's not in the club, really.
My only problem is it's very wedding.
Yeah, it does give wedding.
It gives very
it's
wedding.
It's very white.
It's very white. It's yeah. very wedding. So it's like, it's a little hard to play.
But it's so cute.
It's so cute.
It's happy. It's good with like adults.
We have a good remix of it, which we play once in a while.
Love. Okay. But I don't know that would be in my like party. I love Party Up by DMX.
Great song.
I love that song.
That song gets the club going.
I also love the song. I'm forgetting the name of it, but it's like the y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. What's
That's
that song
Party
called?
Up. Same song.
No.
Yeah.
No, sorry. What did I mean? Wait.
It's okay. You really like the song.
No way. Love that song. Hold on. I have it in my favorites. Wait, I'm so embarrassing. This one. I think it's Waka Flocka.
Oh, I go hard in the mother.
No.
No hands? Girl, the way you move.
No. This is so embarrassing. How do I not know my favorite party song?
Even all the bangers. I don't know what.
I know. Last night was a movie. This is my playlist name. I have a good playlist. You know what else I love? Beauty and a Beat. Justin Bieber.
Oh,
and
God.
And Nicki Minaj.
Jesus. Actually, Baby kind of goes off for us sometimes. We'll play a little Baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, what is this song? It's gonna drive me nuts. You know what else I love? Oh, Grove Street Party.
Oh, yeah.
How does that go?
That's
Grove Street.
It's a party. We play that
okay.
one too.
That one's so similar to Party.
That one's like when we play like No Hand, like Girl the Way You Move It. We play that. We play Grove Street Party. We kind of play those like back to back.
Got it. I also love Knife Talk by Drake.
Knife Talk is good. We play Knife Talk.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit like on the slower side, but
yeah,
we mix it in.
Agreed. This is like more like pregame stuff, except
right.
Party Up is a good like club song.
No, we play all this in the clubs.
And I love Peppas.
Peppas is, oh,
I love that song.
Peppas is another one that bangs for us. Dang it, yeah. I forgot that one.
Do
That's
you guys ever
five.
Play Mo Bamba?
We play that one.
Okay.
That one's like very up and down. You know, it's like people love in the beginning, it slows for a little bit, it bangs again.
Got it. It's just like the chorus is good and then you get out of it.
Yeah.
I also love The Way I Are, Timbaland.
That's an oldie.
I love that song.
See, that one's like hit or miss because some people in the club are like, yes. And then some people in the club are like TikTokers and don't know it.
Okay. See, I'm always requesting, though, like Hannah Montana and you never play it. It's really annoying.
Those are tough. Those are tough. Depends on the crowd. It depends on the place.
Okay. Next time, though, we have to play. I know your basketball player friends will love it.
Okay. Sometimes T-Swift goes off. Depending on the
Which
place.
Which song? Like 22? Oh, no.
Yeah, 22. Okay. Or like Blank Space. Or Love. What's the big one? The really big one.
Oh, You Belong With
Me. Yes, yep, yep,
yeah,
yep.
Yeah. Do you ever like, what's your go-to saying like when you have the mic? Are you like, Los Angeles, put your motherfucking hands together.
It's like,
it's kind of
like,
say?
Usually it'll be like, take a shot.
So you're like, Los Angeles, take a shot right now.
Yeah, I'll be like, listen, if you haven't had enough, time to take a shot. Okay. Like, time to turn up.
Yeah.
You know, we're just getting started.
Raise your motherfucking glass right now. I feel like that's what they say. It's always mother effing.
I try to stay away from what everyone else says as much as possible. I try to say stuff that's like a little bit different. Sometimes I'll like call people out and be like, you know, I see you taking that from the bottle, or you know, just call it, or maybe something funny about something someone's
doing.
You're
kind of like a Soul Cycle instructor up there.
Yes.
Calling people out. It's giving people Soul hype. Cycle. Getting them excited. What else do you say? Like, what do you say that's so unique?
I can't give it away. I feel like you have to like come to a show to see it, you know? Wow, I don't want to give it all away.
Okay. Let's go back to all the hats you wear.
Okay.
Real estate. Explain to me why you're even interested. Obviously, I know your family is like, your mom's a beast.
Yeah.
When it comes to real estate. How did she get into it? Did she kind of want you to do real estate? Were you always in the world? Tell me.
So when I was a kid, it was always really cool to watch my parents because they both grew together and they were neither one of them were super successful in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so when I was born, they were kind of just getting started.
In real estate.
In real estate.
And you were born and raised in LA?
In West Hollywood.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah, we definitely had a very like humble, you know, for sure fortunate, but a smaller house in West Hollywood, me and my brothers and sisters and my parents.
How many siblings do you have?
I have three.
Okay.
Three half.
Amazing.
And so I just got to watch my parents like hustle and grind. The first 14 years of my life, we moved 16 times.
Whoa.
And it was all within the city. It was all within like West Hollywood.
Because of the real estate career? Okay.
So my parents would buy a house and fix it up and sell it. And then maybe up the price a little bit, buy a house, fix it, and sell it. And just kind of built and grew.
Okay. You with the cars energy.
Right, exactly. And so that was really cool to watch. And I saw them just on their grind. And so that has always kind of been something for me. Like, I want to grind like they did. My mom has always wanted all of us to be in real estate and work with her and work together, which is part of the reason why I got my license. Other reason why I got my license was because I had a lot of friends that were in LA that wanted to buy houses.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom is known for being just like honest, and she's incredible. Honest, the most integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And so my whole thing is I would just intro people to her and I do all the dirty work, show them all the houses, and she would do all the actual transactions.
Got
it. And things that actually matter in the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just started working together, and obviously I loved spending time with her and with my family. And so we kind of fell into it. She's always wanted me to be in real estate. It's not really my passion, so I do it to spend time with her and to help my friends, but not something I want to do long term.
Not for the check at all?
Listen, the money is good, but you can make money doing anything.
Yeah.
Especially in Los Angeles, there's 1,000 ways to make money, and I'd rather make money the way that I want to make money.
Copy.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. You refer to your parents grinding.
Yes.
Can you expand on that? Like, what did you see them doing that like no one really knows? Or like, you know, what are people doing behind the scenes that's like really actually hard? And I guess watching that from the very beginning, like, what did you learn from that?
So my mom actually has a story that she has told us before, which is it's sad, but it's inspiring. Is my mom was a single mom at the time. Her husband had passed, which is when she met my dad. But she was door knocking with my little sister, my older sister, but she was little at the time. Going from door to door in Beverly Hills, just knocking on people's doors saying,
this is when she was single.
Here's my card, yes.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And that's how she got started. And the first time she ever got like really shut down, the person like slammed the door in her face, and my sister started crying. My sister was like a little girl and started bawling crying, and so they were like crying together, and she had no listings at the time, no clients at the time. And like a couple weeks later, she got a call on like a big listing, and that was literally from going out and door knocking, which people don't really do anymore because a lot of people are kind of privileged now.
Yeah.
And that's how she got started, and that's the story she kind of always tells us. And so from that point on, I was like, there's always a way to make it, because now she's like one of the biggest in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so she went from literally having no clients to being the biggest in the world just from being a bigger hustler and being honest.
What do you think made her the biggest in like the country? Like, what are the qualities about her that like made her succeed?
So another little quick story I'll tell you, which is gives you an idea of who she is. She's really well known for being honest and being loyal and having integrity. And the number one story I tell is we were driving up the street one day and her client lives on the same street as my parents. My dad and I are driving and her client kind of like waves at us and flags us down. And she's like, I just wanted to tell you, I went to your wife to sell my house like, I want to say 8-10 years ago. And I was going to downsize to a condo and your wife told me not to sell my house, which would have been a commission for my mom. Not to sell my house, to keep my house. And it's going to go up in value because this area is very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
She said the house at the time was probably $2 million. Now the house is worth 10.
Oh my gosh.
And she said, because of your mom, I listened to your mom. And she's an older woman. She said, I put your mom in my will, which is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Craziest story. Craziest story I've ever heard from
her.
Wow,
what a commission.
But it goes to show, like, that is who she is. She didn't care about making another sale. She actually cared about looking out for her client.
I feel like also that's, like, it's far and few between to find people that are genuinely real with you in L.A. to begin with. So, like, someone that's, like, could make a bang for their buck off of you and choose not to is like, it's huge.
Well, in today's world too, everyone's trying to be a realtor. And so everyone just thinks it's just, oh, I'm going to get a client and sell them a house. And most of these agents will sell anyone anything, even if it's fucking falling apart.
Yeah.
So it's a very important part of having someone represent you too.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that just because of her like integrity and just personality and overall trust, like that's what's gotten her the big like celebrity clients? Because I know she just made a really big sale to like a really big someone that I like saw on the internet.
Yeah, 100%. We're not sure how those things get out, seriously, because they're not supposed to get out. She signs like crazy things saying that she won't say anything. Usually it's like a friend of the buyer, you know, it'll get out somehow. That they bought the house. But
well, I always think it's so crazy how public buying a house is. Like,
yeah, that's why everyone tries to keep it so private.
Yeah.
Especially the celebrities don't want people knowing where they're living. And now you can, with it's Google Maps, you can see
everything.
It's so
invasive. But like, literally, it was on my Instagram feed, I think.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
All over Instagram. Yeah. It was not ideal for us.
Yeah. I also know a lot of like celebrities and friends of mine that have purchased homes like under a different business name they like completely made up, and people still find it out,
which is crazy.
It's insane,
because technically you could just type it in on Google and it'll come up, but if you put it under like an LLC or something, it helps hide it, but the fact that people still find out,
that's happened to a lot of my friends, which is pretty bananas. But okay, so moral of the story is real estate isn't your passion,
right?
Is it hosting?
Hosting and producing is for sure my passion.
Okay, what do you mean producing?
So making the shows, as well as, you know, like having the creative concepts, actually having my production company make the shows. Like, that is the whole, I want to have the whole package on the show instead of just coming on and being like just the host.
Got it. Yeah. So would your dream be having your own like talk show, or what does that entail?
Yeah. Number one thing for me would for sure be having my own either daytime or nighttime talk show. That has always been number one for me. Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
I love Jimmy Fallon.
I mean, James Corden. Like, those are like my idols. That's the goal. That's the dream.
Mm-hmm. And why haven't you like started... I mean, I know you're doing the E! News show, but I'm like, why? It's mind-boggling to me you don't have like a podcast show.
Yeah, I've kind of built everything from scratch for 7 years now.
Okay.
YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, just building everything from scratch. And so my thing is now I've gotten to the point where I'm like, if I'm going to do a podcast, it's going to be with a Sirius or with someone who's going to provide a platform and a paycheck and something
that
comes
along with
it.
You still totally could do that.
Yeah, it's definitely something that's in the works, for sure. There's a couple shows in the works. There's podcasts in the works. There's a couple things that, again, in entertainment, these things take forever. I've been working on a show that has been like 2-3 years in the works now. It's finally starting to take some steps, but it takes time.
What is like an audition process for a host look like? Like, is it a self-tape?
There are self-tapes. Depending on the show, they'll have you in studio and they'll have you basically do like a sample of what the show may be. And the one I did for E, for example, I had a co-host and we kind of bounced back and forth off of each other. I had to watch some shows and learn about the shows and the characters and it's a lot of research that goes into it. Mm-hmm. People don't realize when you're on camera and you're hosting, there's a lot of research and a lot of background you have to do. I'm sure you know. I mean, you have a whole thing you have prepped. But it's not just showing up and interviewing people.
Even, like, I always try and listen to, like, every podcast that you've already been on, so it's not, like, the exact same questions. Because, like, I don't know. I feel like it gets boring after, like, if hearing someone was, like, a big fan of you, like, they're going to want to listen to something new that you haven't said before. I don't know. I think it's also, it's kind of like when you're remembering stuff for a test. Right. Or like a quiz, you're like trying to remember stuff. Like with hosting, I'm like always like, wait, what was that?
Yeah.
Or, you know, what show were they on? Or like, what year was that? Little like fun facts you have to remember.
That was something I always remembered because I hated school and I hated studying.
Uh-huh.
And the one thing my dad always told me when I was growing up and studying was learn it, don't remember it.
Yeah.
Which is always helpful because if you're just remembering, it's going to like fade to the back of your brain and you're not going to, if you're like learning it and reading about it and finding out other things, it'll all tie together and you'll have a better time when the time comes.
Absolutely. I think that you, if and when you, or I should say when you do have your show, it's going to be so easy for you to get guests because you have like a plethora of people in your life, you know, that are like so interesting.
I will say that's the hardest thing with the E! Show we've had so far.
Really?
Because like celebrities are so damn busy. I don't know how it's been for you, but
everyone, it is hard.
Everyone has their own life, their own schedule. We've had cancellations. It's difficult. Getting celebrities is one of the hardest things. So even for my podcast, I don't know how guest driven it's going to be. It might just be me and a co-host on a topic weekly. And maybe once in a while have a guest.
Mm-hmm.
I just know how hard it is.
Yeah, it is. With the E! Show, are you booking the guests?
I booked some of the guests, but E! Has done a great job of
it. Okay, how did you book the guests?
Just friends. Just having people come on, connect them with the network, and have them come on the show.
Wow. Who would be like your dream guest on the Drive show?
I think Elon Musk.
Oh, that would be crazy. Right? Then the test. Yeah. Right? Oh, my God.
Like,
yeah.
It gets a little bit away from like the E! Audience.
Uh-huh.
But Elon is maybe one of the most popular people in the world, I would have to say.
Also, like, I feel like the most like interesting.
Right.
Yeah. That would be crazy.
Crazy.
Also,
episode.
On top of the car collection.
I don't think anyone knows what that guy has.
He probably has stuff that just isn't even invented
100%.
Yet. 100%. Yeah. Oh, for sure. He probably has like airplanes.
I know Nelk had him on. But I think that's one of the very few people that have had him on a show or a podcast.
They get crazy guests.
Crazy guests. They do an incredible job getting guests.
I don't know how, genuinely.
They got Trump.
Yeah, it's insane. And it got taken down.
I saw that.
Same with, they got Caitlyn Jenner, which was so cool.
Taken down?
No. Didn't get taken down. But like, I was like, I've never seen her on a podcast.
I could get Caitlyn.
Oh, do Caitlyn.
Should I do Caitlyn?
Yes. I bet she has a fantastic car collection.
Let me write that down because that's actually a good one. I'm glad you said that.
Have you guys sold Caitlyn a house before?
Our families are... So, hold on. Let me just...
Write this down.
So I remember.
Guys, you heard it here first. Watch out for Austin's episode with Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay. our family is actually pretty close with their family. Mm-hmm. My sisters went to the same... Or my sister went to the same middle school as them. So they used to like carpool to school.
Oh my gosh, so fun.
Way back in the day. My brother's also best friends with Brody Jenner. So there's been a lot of like close ties in the family.
You should so do Caitlyn.
Texted my brother and I said I need Caitlyn.
I bet she has like the coolest random car collection.
For sure. And probably really cool stuff to say for the show.
Yes.
Yeah, I need that.
Wow. And you can give me credits
in the show. I will give you credit. 100% I'll give you credit.
Whoa.
I can't promise they're going to include it, but I will give you credit.
Yeah. Who have you had on the show so far that you were like really impressed by? Just like their overall presence, hanging out with them. Like,
yeah, I think honestly, Jason Derulo was a really good guest for us. And just the amount of things that Jason does outside of music to stay popular and stay relevant is incredible. Because 99% of his time is filming content outside of his music.
What he's done on TikTok is mind-boggling.
It's insane. His music pops off mainly because of TikTok.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
And I think it's a good example for anyone that's making music out there today. Like, yo, you need to be big on TikTok. Like, that's not most important.
It's almost necessary or like a necessity.
It is 100%.
Even what was the song we were just talking about? I'm good.
Yeah.
And
oh my God.
Yeah. Like that would not be big.
Oh, that's the number one reason. Oh, 100%.
It's crazy.
Well, they kept teasing it. And the other song that did that was First Class.
Yes.
I think everyone was a little let down on that one, but.
Yes.
I was a little let down.
No. I know what you mean though. Even like, I feel like Fergie has like wanted to get back into the space because of that song.
Oh, she's like going out on stage with him now.
Yeah.
She's taking full advantage
of
that.
She is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember when he started the TikToks and started collabing with the TikTokers, I was like, this guy's smart.
Very smart.
Yeah.
He collabs with everyone.
Oh, I know.
Everyone.
It's insane.
He like went on vacation in Mykonos or something, like on a vacation, and was collabing with people there. I'm like, dude, chill. Like, take a day.
He's smart.
Yeah, he's really smart.
What was he like just hanging out with him, just like off camera?
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I text him now. He's super cool.
I could see you guys being like friends.
Together. He's a very, very nice, genuine person.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the rest of your network of people, because this is like the one thing that really impresses me about you. Well, not the one thing, but you know what I mean? Like, this is the one thing.
Everything else, not impressed.
No, it just stands out. You like genuinely, you remind me of kind of being like a floater. Like you know everyone in all different types of groups. You don't care who they are. Like you're so nice to people. I feel like it's not phony. You follow up. I don't know. It's just like even my relationship with you, like I met you at Craig's and it's like now it's like I can randomly text you out of anywhere. And I know you won't be weird. I don't know. It's just like it's stupid, but like that's how LA is sometimes.
It's almost like a gift and a curse, because when I was growing up, my mom was always on me about being a good person. Mm-hmm. Like that was her number one thing. My mom, my grandma, mm-hmm. that was always her number one thing. And since I was a kid, she always said the smallest thing can make a huge difference. Mm. And listen, we live in a crazy world. There's only so much you can do to help people in this world. Mm-hmm. If it's so much as saying hi to someone or waving to some, even if I see someone in public who I think might be having a bad day, mm-hmm. or is struggling or is, you know, whatever the case might be, mm-hmm. I'll say hi or introduce myself or talk to them, because if you really can do something that minor to make that big of a difference, mm-hmm. it's so easy and it makes such a big difference. And
It does make a huge difference.
Right. I started to realize as you get older, like buying things for myself is fun. Buying things for other people is more fun. Seeing the smile on their face. Like mm-hmm. it makes such a bigger difference in your life. And mm-hmm. so I kind of carried that on forever. And the one flaw I would say that I think I have for myself, just because it drives me crazy, is I want everyone to like me.
Me too.
And I'm just too concerned about it always. I'm like, did I say the wrong thing? Did I? Mm-hmm. I want everyone to like me. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it when people don't. And that's the hardest thing about social, is you're always going to have people kind of shitting on mm-hmm. you no matter what you do. But you kind of just have to take it in stride and just know that there's going to be people that, for whatever reason, aren't going to get along.
Usually it's too, like, out of insecurity. Like, they wish they were you. And they're commenting mean stuff.
Maybe. Yeah.
Usually.
But it's definitely a gift and a curse. Like I love to make friends and I love to meet new people, but sometimes I think I worry too much.
Yeah. You're like overthinking.
Yeah. Like when people text me back, I'm like pretty quick to text back if I can.
How do you make such good relationships or like long lasting relationships with like specifically these high profile people where I feel like it's hard to get in their circle?
Right. I would say the biggest thing that I've learned is to be one person away. And so when I say that, it's like if you were to meet Elon Musk, let's mm-hmm. say just for example, because we were talking about him. If I were to DM Elon Musk or walk up to Elon Musk and it randomly and just walk up to him, mm-hmm. you're not that likely to keep a relationship with him. If you have a mutual friend that's friends and you go to an event and you're together and they introduce you and mm-hmm. you're all kind of hanging, talking together, you have way more opportunity because they now feel more comfortable around you because they know.
That's good advice.
That's just what I found. Sometimes I'll still go up to people randomly.
Yeah.
But I always find ways to connect to people on something that I know that we have some sort of connection or passion to. So whether yes. it's basketball or music or food, that's why I try to like be so involved in everything is because you can relate to people on different levels.
You find a common denominator.
Right. Not everyone loves basketball, but everyone loves food or everyone loves music or everyone loves. So you can relate to people on different levels.
Mm-hmm. That is so interesting. I'm even thinking about like when I met you randomly at Craig's through Greg. This is like all the Craig and Greg names. Right. Like, I feel like I would not have met you to begin with without obviously Greg being there.
Right.
But I don't know that I would have even like maintained the relationship without Greg being right. there, because I'd be like, right. oh, hi. Like,
right. Just another
You know what I mean? Like,
person.
Why would we hang
yeah,
out?
Yeah, 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 yeah. 100%. Well, and Greg, love Greg, great dude. Just honestly, I've met a lot of really good people through him, and I know that people are good people because he's a good person.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
He also, like, I remember when he, it's kind of nice when someone gives you, like, they preface the person. So, like, for me, yes. he was like, oh, my friend Austin's here. Like, TK, you'll really bond with him because he's into basketball and, like, you know, whatever. So, like, having that, too, is, like, a good thing. I like the one person away.
Yeah.
Interesting.
One person away.
Okay.
And some sort of connection. If there's any sort of connection, like you said, like, oh, he likes basketball, we like basketball.
Yeah, well, you can talk about
also
that.
Also another good.
Yeah. What about, like, do you have any tips or tricks, like, after you meet something, like, let's say you meet Elon or, like, LeBron or something, like, at a party through a mutual friend. How do you, like, maintain that? Like, are you doing a follow-up DM?
Yeah.
Are you getting the number? Or are you waiting till the next time you see them? Like,
Yeah, so usually what I'll do is I'll, like, for a lot of the e-shows, the people that I meet, I'll say, hey, at the end of the, you know, between the show, like, outside of the lines when we're not filming, mm-hmm. we're having conversation about mutual
Everything.
Friends or whatever the mm-hmm. case may be. And then right before I leave, I'm like, hey, you know, what's your number? Let's, whatever the connection may be, let's play basketball. Let's do this. Let's do that.
Let's go get those burgers.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Next day, day later, later that day, whatever it may be, I'll mm-hmm. text them and say, you know, great meeting you.
Mm.
And just so you kind of keep that connection, keep that tie. Because otherwise, if you don't do that or keep that connection, it'll just fall out.
It really is a dance.
Yeah.
Like, there's an art to it.
For sure.
It's kind of like dating, like, low-key.
Right.
Where you're like, oh, should I text the next
right,
day?
Right, right, right. 100%.
Yeah. What are your big, like, no-nos? Like, obviously, like, don't be weird. But, like, are there, like, random little things that people do here and there that you're like, don't do that?
I just think, like,
that make people uncomfortable.
Maybe some, like, a little bit of invasive or aggression, or maybe too much, like, contact, too much texting, kind of like you were talking about, like dating. Like, if you're dating someone, you're not going to text them over and over again times a day, or, you know, you'll check in with them every so often, or if you see something, a congrats, or, you know, something that you have to show them that you care about them mm-hmm. as well. You know, you have to have someone feel like you're not just trying to, like,
mooch.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So paying attention to what they also have going on in their life, I think, is important.
Mm-hmm. I always feel like making the connection or common denominator, but also making it, like, personal, not that work-related. Like, bonding over, like, your hometowns or, like, I don't know, talking about family or something that, like, makes it stand out and they really have to think versus, like, them going on their, like, I went to this game or whatever. Like, I feel like people get in their autopilot.
Being memorable, yeah.
They
meet a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people. Luckily, I'm pretty good with, I'm horrible with names, but I'm really good with faces.
Yeah.
And so if I see someone, whether it's the janitor or the, you know, whatever it might be, mm-hmm. I'll say hi. Like,
yeah.
I'm for sure saying, if I remember your face, I'll be like, don't I know you from?
Me too. Da-da-da. I'm that girl that's like, if someone, I've met them once, I'm like, hi. They're like, I don't remember you. I'm like, yeah, you do. We met at blah, blah, blah.
I'll remind you.
I'm that girl. But it's, I don't know, it works sometimes.
No, you 100%.
I feel like, otherwise we won't talk. It's weird. Okay, now that you have the number, you've texted the follow-up text, how do you, like, end up going to dinner, like meeting at the club? Like, you're so good at this. I want to break it down.
Yeah, it depends on the person. Usually, I think the biggest thing that helps me is just being out there. Because if you're out there, a lot of the times, all these other people are also out there.
Mm.
So if you're going to dinners or you're going to events or clubs or whatever, clubs to me, bars, clubs, whatever you want to call it, are such a good one, because not only are you seeing someone in a, like, intimate setting, but you're also, like, out of your comfort zone. You're also, like, drinking, which takes you out of, like, being so
chill.
Stiff.
Yeah.
It's more chill. You're having a good time. You're taking shots together. Whatever the case may be, it just makes both of you more comfortable and allows for a more intimate relationship.
Yeah. It's so interesting because I feel like most people wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
But it's like, it is low key true.
It's like, even if it's hard to talk in a club because it's loud,
yeah,
you're still creating some sort of bond mm-hmm. by listening to music, dancing, or drinking, or not that I'm promoting excessive drinking.
But also, it does help. It is intimate in the sense that you like really have to lean in, talk into the ear.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're screaming. Right. You're doing a little pat of the shoulder because you need to, you know, get over here. I need to talk to you. That kind of thing.
There is something to be said about relationships and touch and feel.
Yeah.
And that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, when you're in the club, I wanted to ask this because you're DJing and you're at the club all the time, but also you're like waking up and working out. I'm like, how do you maintain it all? Are you always drinking a lot every time you're out?
I definitely drink when I'm out.
Okay.
Sometimes less than others. Sometimes,
I know some DJs, like they're like, oh, I don't drink. I act like I do, though.
We don't DJ enough for that. So I try to put a limit on it for that reason. I try to put a limit on it where I'm like, I still need to be able to function and move and work and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So I try to keep New York, we did a lot. That's why I have half a brain right now. But I do try to put a limit on it. And sometimes if I'm like out on a Wednesday, because sometimes we DJ on Wednesdays or Thursdays, I'll drink way less than I normally would on a weekend.
And what are you drinking? Are you like being strategic, like no sugar?
No, it's usually just tequila soda.
Okay, so it's pretty plain Jane.
Yeah.
Got it. And then are you in the morning, like when you're DJing at night, do you give yourself, like, do you sleep in or are you still waking up, still whatever?
Yes, I will give myself an extra hour or two for sure.
Okay.
If we DJ, because I'm going to bed usually like 3. Club ends at 2.
It's pretty crazy.
Go to bed at 3 and then I'll wake up at like 9 usually. I wake up like 7:38. I'll probably do 9.
How do you like stay so healthy at the same time? You do a really good job of balancing
it's
it
hard.
Both.
It's hard. It's really hard. That's the hardest part about DJing and drinking and doing all that stuff.
It's so late.
Well, and at the end of the night, so you're not so drunk in the morning, it helps to eat.
Normally
during the week, I'll do like, I fast in the morning, I'll do coffee in the morning, I'll do a salad for lunch, and then I'll do something reasonable for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And weekends, I go bananas.
Okay. What's
weekends,
going
bananas?
Weekends,
I just lose it all.
That's me too.
I don't know. It's everything.
Postmating.
Pancakes, postmating. Okay. The whole
brunch.
Thing. Weekends, I lose it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite brunch spot in LA?
Probably SOL on Melrose.
I've never been there. You have so many recommendations.
Good spot, SOL.
Okay.
It's like kind of low key, but also like kind of trendy.
Got it.
Good food.
Okay.
A little pricey, but it's good.
Where can everyone go watch you DJ?
We play at Hyde in LA. We play at Doheny Room in LA.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually DJing twice this week. We're playing Poppy Country Night Wednesday, which you should come to.
I should go.
Have you been to that yet?
No.
You haven't been to that yet.
And I want to. But Wednesday is so hard.
I know. It's hard. We're doing back-to-back Wednesday and then Thursday at Doheny Room.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Wednesday's Country Night.
Wednesday's Country Night.
What's your go-to like country song to play?
Chicken Fried is probably one of them. Banger. Absolute banger. We went to Stagecoach together. So
yes.
You know,
yeah. We were getting our
yeehaw. We know the country.
Yeah.
I would have to say number one song is Before He Cheats.
What'd you think of Carrie Underwood at Stagecoach?
Unbelievable.
I think she was one of the top 5 performers I've ever seen live.
Dead ass. She's a queen for sure. I didn't know she was in shape like that either. She's in crazy shape.
Talk about being in shape. Her legs are more chiseled than like anything I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't know Carrie Underwood was this hot.
It's crazy.
Come to some more Carrie Underwood shows.
Yeah. She goes, they like started it off with like the football.
Yes.
Fox. Yeah. Da-na-na, da-na-na. I was like, am I going to pass out? Like, this is so cool.
It was so good.
And her legs, she like came out of the.
And her outfits, she was killing
rhinestones.
It.
Rhinestones.
Yeah, she was killing it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
big
I was
fan.
Blown away.
From-
okay,
Carrie
so
Underwood
Before
fan.
He Cheats.
We play that song everywhere. That's like our last song pretty much everywhere.
So yeah. Good. That's my karaoke song.
Unwritten. That's our another one we play.
Hyde. Yeah.
It's like a carryover to, you know, country a little bit.
It's okay. Kinda it's a kind of.
It's like country, pop,
it's sing-along.
Rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun night.
What about, do you guys ever do a little Luke Bryan?
Of course.
Okay.
All the Luke Bryan. We play, honestly, we play everything. We really do.
Okay,
play
I need
oldies,
to go.
We play new ones.
I need to go. Zach Brown Band is actually performing in LA relatively soon, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I know. I'm like trying to go.
Yeah, I have to hit that. What's his name? Who just did Staples? He was there last night and the night before.
Oh!
I have no brain.
Wait, wasn't it Michael Bublé? Oh, no, Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, Michael Bublé was on Friday.
Was he?
Yeah, I think so.
I would have gone to that too.
I know.
Dang it. I love Michael Bublé.
And Morgan Wallen. I was actually really sad I didn't. I love his music.
Damn it, I would have gone to that.
I know.
I didn't know.
I know. Did you see that The Weeknd had to cancel his show because of his voice? So sad.
Yeah, I saw that. Happy I didn't go to that.
I know. That would have been really such a bummer.
We also had Kane Brown on the car show, who's awesome.
Oh, that's sick.
We play Kane Brown, too.
Well, he's
super
performing
nice guy.
At Stagecoach.
Yes, he's headlining.
I should get him on my show. I need a finesse.
We can work on it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll give you Caitlin. You know, you can...
That's a fair trade, I guess.
Okay. Anyway, Austin, this has been awesome. I'm so impressed by you and everything that you do. And I'm so excited for your future show.
I appreciate it.
Because
well, I
it's
do want to say
lit.
I'm very happy I came on. I love TK. She's she's one of my favorites. And you
thank
are
you.
Very good at being a podcast host.
Oh, thank
I'm
you.
I'm very impressed by your research.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm very impressed.
Well, I did listen to pretty much every podcast you've ever been on.
All right. I've been on like two. But...
No, okay. the one I've heard the story about your mom.
Oh, you heard that
yeah.
one? Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's a good story.
It is a good story.
Anyway, where can everyone follow you, show up to your... shows
yep.
and everything.
At Austin J. Mills on most socials, Austin Mills on YouTube. Shows, you're just going to have to follow us on Instagram.
Keep an eye out
couple
on
of
Instagram.
Big ones.
Yeah. Mills and Rello.
Mills and Rello. Mm-hmm. Mills and Rello on, for our DJ page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And be sure to request Hannah Montana when he's playing.
Don't do that.
Is that so annoying when
you
girls
can request?
Request
it. You can request him. I'm just
we're not
going to
play. Is that so annoying when people come up and request?
Yeah. So like low key, my partner and I have this thing where we do... I have a DJ partner. Mm-hmm. We're Mills and Rello.
Mills and Rello. Yeah.
DJ partner.
Yeah.
We do this thing where...
They're dating.
We do this thing where if someone... Like, let's say I'm DJing and mm-hmm. someone is requesting something from him, he'll listen to the request and then he'll lean over to me and say, shake your head no. And I'll look at him and I'll be like, no.
Oh,
and
that's
he'll
smart.
Tell them like, oh, we don't have it.
Yeah, you guys do say that. You're like, we don't have it. I'm like, look it up on Spotify.
Well, technically, most...
You have a set.
You can't, well, technically, you can't play songs that aren't like in your... Because we play off a DJ program.
Oh.
So unless you have like an aux cord.
Wait,
which
what's your
we do
DJ
sometimes
program?
Have that. It's called Serato. It's like what all the DJs use.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're always like, we don't have it. I'm like, okay. Like, I have it.
I don't have any songs you request.
Anyway, follow him. Follow the DJ account. Show up to one of his shows. They're actually really good and really fun. And they play the song, the music that you actually want to hear. They don't play like the weird shit.
Yes.
Seriously.
No weird shit.
And I will be hiring them for my future parties.
Yes.
Immediately, yes. Okay, so yeah, go follow him and be sure to make someone's day this week. Love y'all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.